Side at WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest toll of the Southern California wildfires, 25 people killed, thousands of homes destroyed. With Santa Ana winds expected back in Southern California today, people who lost everything in the Los Angeles wildfires are starting to realize a new normal. Jen Wang has been talking to her three children who lost their school in Altadena, just as she did as a child.
We never talked about it before. I guess it just hadn't come up. But my school was destroyed in the Oakland Berkeley Hills fire when I was in sixth grade. And I talked to them about how the community pulled together.
The Supreme Court takes up a major First Amendment case this morning, pitting age verification laws for online pornography against adults' rights to view the explicit material. More confirmation hearings today for President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees, including Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who has been tapped to be the next Secretary of State. This is ABC News. New accusations about what's driving up prices for prescription drugs. The Federal Trade Commission, claiming so-called middlemen in the pharmaceutical industry known as PBMs, made billions of dollars by raising drug prices of specialty drugs, including those for cancer and HIV. ABC's Lana Moise.
The report focused on the PBMs Caremark Rx, owned by CVS Health, Express Scripts, owned by Cigna, and Optum Rx, owned by United Healthcare. The FTC claims between 2017 and in 2022, those companies generated $7.3 billion in revenue by marking up dozens of drugs, some marked up by more than 1,000%. Patient advocates say more transparency is needed, with insurers themselves often in the dark about how much the prices are marked up.
A group representing PBMs calls the FTC report baseless. Body mass index no longer would be the sole indicator of obesity under a new proposal.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. 5 minutes after 7, 5 below 0. We'll check out forecast details coming up here from WRCO and WRCE on a Wednesday morning.
Start the year off right. Cozy up and save big at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From January 6th through January 17th, get 10% off all mattresses and make your home the coziest place to be this winter. Whether you're upgrading for better sleep or just need a fresh start, we've got the perfect mattress waiting for you. But don't wait. This sale ends January 17th. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center today and start sleeping better tonight. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Friday, January 24th from 10 to 2, the Family Thrift Shop invites you to the Recreate and Redesign on a Dime event. Discover endless possibilities as local artists showcase creative displays and demonstrations, turning everyday items into something extraordinary. Explore innovative ideas, support local talent, and see how your thrift shop treasures can be transformed. Plus, every purchase helps our community, supporting great groups like the Richland Center Police Department, United Givers, and more. Shop local, give back, and get inspired. The Family Thrift Shop, where creativity meets community. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 4.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think, with less than 20% down.
A high of 21 with morning sun today and a southwest wind at 8 to 17. Tonight, cloudy, snow showers likely, and a dusting to a half inch possible. Steady temperatures in the lower to middle 20s. Thursday, a few breaks of sunshine, breezy and warmer, a high of 34. Friday, near 40 with spotty light rain and snow showers possible in the afternoon. Saturday, a high of 20, and Sunday, a high of just 3. Right now, the winds are calm. We have a temperature now down to 5 degrees below zero. It had warmed up briefly, but I felt it. But now it's back down to cold temperatures, negative 5 at WRCO and WRCE on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. Wednesday, January 15th, middle of the month. Winter's going by fast, right?
She was dressed to kill. I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, "Give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. You want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were at the door before the end of the song. Where to? She said, "I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you wanna cut your
and get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
Dustin Lynch and Jelly Roll on WRCO Radio. Today is Humanitarian Day, Museum Selfie Day. It's National Bagel Day. Bagel, yeah. There were people making fun of us when we were, I don't remember where we were, somewhere out of Wisconsin. They're like, you guys in Wisconsin say bagel funny. I'm like, I don't know. How do we say it? They're like, bagel. I think they said we said. I don't say it that way. Bagel. Anyway, let's see. National Fresh Squeezed Juice Day. It's National Hat Day. It's a good day to wear a hat, that's for sure. It's National Strawberry Ice Cream Day as well. The middle of January? Who made that? I guess it's true. I like ice cream regardless of the time of year. It's like someone who drinks hot coffee when it's 100 degrees in July. It's kind of the same thing. Got to be a little loco to live in Wisconsin. Here's David Lee Murphy.
Shot glass, all we need's a little salt and lime. We can plug in the hot pepper lights and pretend that we're living on Key West time. I can run to the store and get some charcoal, buy a tiki torch and fire up the grill. The whole town wants to know when I'm gonna grow up, but you know I never will. It might be a little bit loco, but it keeps me from losing my mind. Oh, it happened same. That's okay, babe. A little bit crazy's alright. There's nothing wrong with a little excitement. No, it makes me forget about work. Because I live by the rule that everything's cool just as long as nobody gets hurt. Deep in my feet.
checking account to the plumber that came today. You're just another house at the airport ticket counter. You're just another fare at the beauty shop at the mall. Well, you're just another head of hair. Well, that's all right. That's okay. You don't feel important, honey. Get reservations, 'cause you don't have a clout, or you didn't get an invitation, 'cause somebody left you out. That's alright, that's okay. You don't feel important, honey.
WRCO Radio, good morning, 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. I think Hank is back from baying at the moon, and we'll have details on some hacked or Fanko coming up here, and also birthdays and anniversaries as well.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Networking for your business or home computer is a must. Put your trust in the locally owned and staffed Computer Doctors. They'll build a computer you want, whether it's for online gaming, business applications, or endless hours of surfing, all at a price you can afford. Computer Doctors keeps you connected with the latest advances in today's fast-paced world, giving you peace of mind with a safe, reliable computer. Visit Computer Doctors at 122 West Court Street, downtown Richland Center, or call 647-5986.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering GammaGuard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Here he is back from being at the moon. You can still see the moon out there.
Absolutely gorgeous thing, isn't it? Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. So, gorgeous thing out there this morning. So, how was your game last night?
It was good. Yeah, we were on the air.
Yeah.
And you had the game at Ithaca. That was a good game.
Yeah, that was a nail-biter. Yeah, it good sure ball was. Game. Yeah. Yeah. Take nothing away from Ithaca. Take nothing away from Kickapoo. Both teams played well and
put it out there.
Kickapoo really hit some big shots down. I mean, that one kid was on fire last night.
Uh-huh. So, good. Cool.
But anyway, had to call my first flopping foul last night. So
I thought you said that was the night before.
Yeah, it was, but I called another one last night. So what happened was, and I'm going to explain this to some people that don't understand what happened. We had a delayed game warning in the first half against Ithaca. You know, someone batted the ball out of bounds
after
it went through, and you can't do that because up and down game, you can't touch the ball after. That's an automatic warning now. So I give the warning, in the first half. And then we have a fake being fouled call, okay? And the fake being fouled call is designed for shooters on the outside and big guys down low who fake being charged into, which I totally get. So it's basically a flop. So we had that happen in the second half. We had a young man from Ithaca he probably didn't know the rule, and that's okay. I mean, he's trying to get a call. He's playing basketball. Good kid, too. And He faked being fouled. I went over there. It was their second delay game, so it was a technical foul. That's what happened.
So flopping is a delay of game?
Yes.
Okay.
The first offense. But if you already have a delay game, you can't have two delay games without a technical foul. So.
Huh.
But other than that, I mean, the kids played hard.
My whole career was a flop, you know.
Yeah, so. Mine still is. But you know what? Hats off to both teams. They all played well. I mean, they played well, and nice job for Coach Hips. I mean, he very very smart coach coming out and getting the win. I thought it was a great game.
Yeah,
so
good deal. There were a lot of good ones last night.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, that's how it goes in the world of basketball.
It is.
You're busy. No, you probably don't have a game tonight, do you?
No, I'm going to go home and sleep.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got home later than I did last night.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I do every night.
If you would just follow me, we'd get home.
I need to start doing more of your games.
My crew, we let them play. Straight up verticality, we're going to let you play. So.
Sometimes you have to call them, though.
Yeah, without question, you do. But you have to, but. But usually if kids are straight up and offense is going into them, I'm not calling that foul. I'm not going to call that.
Right.
So.
They just – teams just need to play more Phil Knee defense. It's like step aside.
Olay defense.
Yeah.
Olay!
But that – I've said that before with, and the high school level – shooting percentages aren't that great.
No.
You're almost better off to say, okay, shoot. And they start making it, then start defending them.
Right.
You know?
Hey, guys, just down here, have a cup of coffee.
Don't be whacking, hacking and whacking all the time.
You know? Whack-a-mole.
Yeah, whack-a-mole. Yeah.
So,
I love whack-a-mole.
I remember when I was in high school, and I actually got to play on the one time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And
you were eligible then. You got your grades up.
It was the very first of the year.
Okay. And
Coach Larry Walker, yells at me and he goes, "What kind of defense is that? Are you a bullfighter?" And this is on the floor. I'm going, "What are you? Ole!" Because he would just go, "Ole,
ole!"
And in front of everybody, Coach Walker didn't care. Back then, they didn't care. And I'm sitting there going, "Oh my God, Coach! I'd rather sit on the bench and watch you yell at people."
Oh yes.
So
yes. I got a tee one time for tipping the ball out of bounds, and it was such a habit. Because we would do it in practice, I would. You know, the ball would go out, you tip it out, and the next person inbounds it. So we just got done being warned. I think this might have been JV. And
you did it again.
Just out of a habit, it was just like, oh, ball's through. You know, we were used to being scored at anyway. Oh, ball's through, tip it out of bounds. Tip. And
do you remember the official who gave it to you?
I don't remember. Ron Donahoe gave me one once, but that wasn't the one. It could have been him, too. He might have given me both of them. So, the other one
he knew you quite well.
The other one I passed the ball back maybe a little harder than I should have.
Right.
Yeah. But it's a learning.
It's a learning curve.
Yeah. Right.
But usually when you're a ball boy, that's when you're used to catching.
Exactly. Oh, but I remember my coach, you know, Mr. Dillon. "I just warned you. I just told you." Oh.
Make your parents proud.
Whoops.
Now, were you a sophomore at that time?
Yeah, I think it was a senior. No,
I was sophomore in college, is what I said.
Sophomore in college. What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
Hey, you made the JV team.
Yeah,
what do you do?
I did. That's right.
Yeah.
So. I had that going for me right there. I talked to a guy the other night. He wrestled in high school, and he said, "You know what?" He said, "I made the regionals all 4 years." You know, so that's a good thing.
Well, you and I made regionals. Bill Trining's a state guy.
Yeah, he is.
He goes to state every year.
Yes, he does. Yeah, he's with his letter jacket.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And our cheese balls.
Yeah, right. You know, I saw a thing, and this isn't necessarily that funny, but there was a photo. Somebody caught a trail cam of a deer with its head in a plastic jug, and it looked like a cheese ball.
Where like is Bill been?
The silo.
Now he's hunting them.
And then they said, luckily, when they went out to check on it, the deer somehow had got the plastic off of its head then. So, somehow.
Yeah.
Must have been wanting some cheese balls.
Yeah. Hey, just to let people know, Philip, you know, the sales department at WRCO, we're having, we're watching, we don't have a team for Grace, but our money goes to the WRCO team, but and we're having Quack Out Cancer.
Oh, yes,
so,
yes.
Quack, and what's out. Quack Out Cancer. So what it is, you come in, and I have these two big jugs of ducks, these rubber ducks. And you put a donation into another jug. And then you get to put your hand into these jar and pick out one duck for each donation.
No.
And here's the best part about it. It's the same cheese ball container that you've put your hand in.
Oh, wow.
So
hopefully you washed it.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Twice.
The ducks would be a little cheesy.
Yeah. Well, they're cheesy anyway, but they're all kind of ducks. I mean, there's all kind of ducks in there. And but what's neat about it, though, is they get to stick their same hand into the same cheese ball container that you and Bill Twining did.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean.
What a great thing that is. Sure. And then hopefully these aren't ducks that you've been taking a bath with.
You could do anything with them. No, I've washed them.
You've washed them?
Yes.
Okay.
Twice.
Not while in the bath, though.
I washed them. No, they're rubber ducks like you find on Jeeps and stuff. They're really, really cool. There's all kind of ducks. Mm-hmm. So if you're out wandering around and want something to do, come in and stick your hand in the cheese ball container and drop a donation off for Grace. And then I'll give you the 50-cent tour.
Awesome. That's cool.
So
they're the kind that we used to put on the radio antenna.
Yes. You know, yes.
People don't do that so much anymore, but I always used to have it. Way back when, there was a red ball they would put on there, and I was told once that was in case you get, you know, stranded in a snowstorm. They can see your car because
they're not going to see a red ball in a snowstorm.
The red ball is on the radio aerial, you know.
So quack out cancer.
Quack out cancer. Yeah. Sounds good.
Coke bottles with special yellow caps are sold during the Jewish holiday of Passover to indicate the bottles contain no corn syrup, which making them kosher. Is that fact or hanko?
I think that's true.
It is true. Coca-Cola began producing kosher drinks in the 1930s, but it wasn't until 1990 that a yellow cap first appeared.
Wow.
A Coke is a Coke, and no amount of money can get you a better Coke than all the bum and all the corner is drinking.
Oh, interesting.
The Black Adder, a snake found across England and Europe, is not a venomous snake.
I'll say that's not true.
That's not true. Since all the adders are vipers and all vipers are poisonous, the Black Adder's scientific name is Viper burius. Tails a toxic tail.
Interesting.
You know, I'm just full of knowledge. You know, it's really weird where I come up with these
stuff. It's right off the top of your head.
Yeah. Mock apple pie was often served during America's Great Depression of the 1930s. When fruit was scarce and expensive to replace apples, crackers were baked in a pastry with cinnamon, lemon zest, and sugar.
That is absolutely true.
It is true.
Because I've had that before.
And it's actually pretty good.
It's very good. We used to judge the pie contest at Schmidwithin Hills, and there were occasionally some mock apple pies. Mm-hmm. And I presume it was from some old family recipes.
What kind of cheese would they put on that mock apple pie?
I don't know. Mock cheese, I guess.
Imitation Phil? President Richard Nixon was the original Gerber baby, the trademark logo of the Gerber Products Company.
That's absolutely true.
No, it's not.
Really? I thought
that
must be a wives' tale because I've heard that before.
The Gerber baby was drawn by Dorothy Hope Smith and modeled after Ann Turner Cook.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
I threw that one. I threw a curveball at you there.
No, I actually thought I had heard that before.
In Thailand, people wear clothes when they swim in public to maintain public decency to protect their skin from sunburn.
That's not true. That's hanko.
Is that hanko?
I think so.
That is fact. It's true.
Okay.
However, a suit and tie are not required. When I go swimming, I always wear my shirt.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No one wants to see this.
Right, right. I don't want to see those muscles.
I still wear a shirt in the shower.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. In February of 2024, the Las Vegas Sphere, a venue designed for immersive performances, music events, and other gatherings, displayed a Microsoft Windows Air message.
I think that's false.
It is false, Phil. A social media post with over 6 million views showing the Air turned out to be fake. After all, Windows rarely gives an Air message.
Interesting. All right.
Well, anyway, I got a new pen, Phil.
I see that.
It's felt.
Where'd you get that? Where'd you steal it?
I got a new pen, Phil.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Buddy, have a good day, young man. Everybody be kind.
That's old Hank Bray here on WRCO.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Some notes on this day in history. In 1929, civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. was born in Atlanta. 1967, the Green Bay Packers of the National Football League defeated the Kansas City Chiefs of the American Football League 35-10 in the first AFL-NFL World Championship game, known retroactively as Super Bowl I. And in 2009, U.S. Airways Captain Chelsea Scully Sullenberger actually landed an Airbus A320 safely in the Hudson River after striking a flock of birds that disabled both engines shortly after takeoff. All 155 people aboard survived. A miraculous story. Sully Sullenberger, and they made a movie about that as well. And it was kind of based more on what happened after the fact that he had to go under quite a bit of scrutiny, that he did the right thing in that particular incident back in 2009. Coming up, the birthday and anniversary salute sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today to Amanda Goebel from the Bloom City Town Crier, Jim Lewis from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club, Mike McCormick, have a super year from David and Susan, and Dale and Kathy. To Kathy Embion, happy 60th birthday. Love you and thanks for all you do for us from Mom and Dad. And to Kathy Embion from Ash Creek United Methodist Church, birthday blessings to Bonnie Prohaska from your Avoca United Methodist Church. Happy birthday to Vincent Garavilla from the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Have a great day today, Mr. Bill Muth, who has a birthday wish from Bob and Heidi Shear. Happy birthday to Dawn Hughes from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, Muscadet Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club today, leaving us wishes for Lorna Egner, to Alexis Carter, Aaron Shitwood, Dave Griffith, Ashley Wirtz, and Lennon Rowan. Happy anniversary to Daniel and Casey Broadbent. And the Richland Center Lions Club with middle-of-the-month birthday wishes for Alexis Carter, Cammie Bradley, and Mary Pringle, all celebrating today on the 15th of January.
If you just heard you're someone's name on the birthday list, I want to talk to you today. Hi, this is Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I promise I can make this year's birthday extra memorable. We are Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a few reasons. We have the largest selection of perfect jewelry for all taste. We treat every customer like family. We compete with any competition with the fairest prices, and we have the best smiles. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone. Lost this morning to Pony Stallions in the Spring Valley Dayton Ridge area. And if you've seen those horses, you can certainly help out these folks and make their day a little better. 608-604-4840. If you've seen those missing Pony Stallions in the Dayton Ridge area, 604-4840, the number.
Chance to meet some old friends on the street. They wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face anytime in any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her
know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Charlie Pride with some warm thoughts. Today, it is 4 degrees below zero. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Start the year off right. Cozy up and save big at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From January 6th through January 17th, get 10% off all mattresses and make your home the coziest place to be this winter. Whether you're upgrading for better sleep or just need a fresh start, we've got the perfect mattress waiting for you. But don't wait. This sale ends January 17th. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center today and start sleeping better tonight. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's a sunny 4 degrees below zero in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Morning sun, then clouds build in and breezy with a high of 21 and southwest winds 8 to 17 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with snow showers likely ending after midnight. Dusting to a half inch is possible, with a touch of freezing drizzle also possible. With our low tonight steady in the low to mid-20s and southwest winds becoming westerly 8 to 15 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center after a low of 5 below, it's 4 below.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisory Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Wisconsin Heights school student was hit by a pickup truck on school grounds Monday afternoon. In an update Tuesday, the Dane County Sheriff's Office said the 14-year-old student's injuries were non-life-threatening. However, the student was taken to UW Hospital by MedFlight. The student was struck in the parking lot at Wisconsin Heights High School in the town of Black Earth. The driver of the truck was not injured and is cooperating with investigation, according to the release. Dan Houck from Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Planning gave a presentation on the Richland County Comprehensive Plan to the Richland County Executive and Finance Standing Committee at its meeting last night. He received recommendations, many of which were grammatical changes. More substantial recommendations were left out in the whole or in part because they were outside of the scope of the comprehensive planning process. Some of the changes made to the plan based on feedback received during the public comment period include updated recommendations based on revisions from the Richland Resilience Land Use Group, updated the town of Dayton within the future land use map to reflect feedback from the town, and updated the town's future land use map to reflect existing land use. The committee voted to send the plan on to the full board for consideration. Public Administration Associates, LLC, gave a presentation of the Administrator Transition Plan. The goal is for the county board to offer a contract to its selected candidate at its meeting in March and for the successful candidate to begin in the position in early to mid-May. Also approved to pass on to the full board for consideration were a water reservoir study with Delta 3 for Pine Valley Community Village being conducted. The DNR is requiring Pine Valley Community Village to repair the water reservoir as there is rebar showing inside the tank, conduit needs repaired, and isolation values needs to be replaced. The cost for this water reservoir study is $15,500, and it is in three phases. The first phase is a cost of $15,500 for the reservoir study. The funding will come from Pine Valley funds and grants will be applied for. The federal government has released $42 billion to be used nationwide to deploy broadband services. They are calling this BEAD, which stands for Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program. Of that $42 billion, Wisconsin got just over $1 billion. The federal government identified areas where broadband is not available and is releasing funding for these areas. Laval and Richland Grant telephone cooperatives will be going after the remaining 463 serviceable structures within the county. The committee agreed to endorse and assist the two companies in obtaining BEAD assistance. Simons Recreation Complex receives regular donations to provide free and discounted swim lessons and pool passes, which are deposited into the SRC Fund 37 donation account. The Natatorium Board has reviewed the report of free and discounted lessons and passes provided in 2024 and has recommended transfer of these funds from the Fund 37 donation account to the Fund 36 operating budget account. The total amount of this transfer is $1,400. Simons Recreation Complex also receives regular donations from members and the Simons Recreation Complex Foundation to make facility improvements and equipment purchases. Donations from the Simons Recreation Complex Foundation to the Simons Recreation Complex total $11,000. The Natatorium Board is asking for approval to accept those donations. And approval of a 2025 educator contract between Richland County and UW Extension in the amount of $99,500 and a memorandum of understanding between the county and the UW Extension. Ithaca School District's 4K screening for the 2025-26 school year is coming up soon. The screening is a great opportunity to prepare your young child for the start of their education. Brittany Penfield is the 4K teacher at Ithaca Elementary.
Hi, this is Doug Penfield at Philbacks and Richland Center.
For screening, we're looking for children who will be 3 or 4 before September 1st, 2025. 4K is not required, but it's really a great start and kind of the whole purpose of 4K screening. I mean, we like to call it 4K and developmental screening since we are screening 3-year-olds as well. It's a really good opportunity to see if there's any concerns or anything like needs that could be met. And we could kind of get the ball rolling on that, such as speech and language, any cognitive delays or things like that. And we really make sure to check over the whole child. We use a screener that's called the ASQ3, and it focuses on 5 different developmental domains like cognitive, fine motor, gross motor, personal social, problem-solving skills. And then when they're in, we get to also assess their health with the school nurse, and we get their vision checked and their hearing checked usually. We're looking at the whole child to make sure they're off and ready to start school and have that success.
You can choose from one of the 2 days available for the screening. Jenna Whipperfirth is the early childhood elementary special education teacher for Ithaca Schools.
We are holding our screening on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th. For some reason, if there's an inclement weather day, we'll make that up on Friday, January 31st with the same appointment times that were originally scheduled. Our screening appointment times take about an hour and a half, so parents will sign up for a time and Mrs. Newkirk spends time with parents during that time, and then Mrs. Penfield and myself are actually working with the students. When I say working, I mean playing, just getting to know them and looking through those developmental domains just to kind of see where the kids are at.
There will be various activities to help learn more about the child being screened.
We will take the students into the 4K classroom to, like I said, play with them. They will be building with blocks. They'll be using markers, coloring pictures, coloring things. There's lots of toys and things that they get to use in the 4K classroom as well. Reading books, those kinds of things. It's very important to read to your kids at home. So just kind of having that experience with those books and things is really important as well.
To schedule a screening time, Brittany Penfield says that you must register in advance.
So if you're interested, and this includes children within the district, children outside of the district, it's a good chance for anyone who would like their child to attend Ithaca Schools to sign up. And you can do that by going to the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page. We have a post that's pinned at the top of the page where there are 2 links. So it's a 2-step process. One of the links takes you to a registration form that you will fill out. It's pretty brief, just giving some general information about your child and how to get a hold of you and send you materials. The second is a Sign Up Genius link where they'll actually sign up for the appointment slot that you'll bring your child in for.
Ithaca School District's 4K screening times will be held from 8 until 3 on both Thursday, January 23rd, and Friday, January 24th at the Ithaca Elementary School. If you have any questions, you can contact Brittany Penfield by calling 608-585-2311, extension 513, or by email at brittany.penfield@ithaca.k12.wy.us.
Hi, this is Doug Penfield at Philbacks and Richland Center. How's your credit? Whether it's perfect or not so great, the Philback family of dealerships will custom design the right financing package for your next vehicle purchase. We strive to work with each customer to ensure their satisfaction. You'll find competitive rates direct from the manufacturers and local Wisconsin banks with quick approvals. Have you been turned down before? We have programs to help you get into a car and rebuild your credit. Stop into the Philback family of dealerships where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Wednesday, January 15th. Richard Allen, Dick Martin, 82 of rural Muscadet, died January 7th at home. A private family celebration of life will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale FFA. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family of Richard Allen, Dick Martin, 82 of rural Muscadet. Geraldine Mathias, 87 of Menasha, formerly of Chicago, died January 7th. Graveside services will be held in the Avoca Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Geraldine Mathias, 87 of Menasha, formerly of Chicago. June E. Strait, 79 of Richland Center, died Friday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Viroqua Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for June E. Strait, 79 of Richland Center. Jean M. Reese, 85 of Richland Center, died December 11th at Rainbow Hospice Care. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham. Memorials may be made to the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Jean M. Reese, 85 of Richland Center. Judy Ann Harper, 78 of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center, died January 5th after a battle with ALS. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care Friday from 4 until 6, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Judy Ann Harper, 78 of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center. John K. Beatty, 77 of Dodgeville, died January 8th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 to 4, at Duke's Brew Pub in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville. Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock. Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs, died unexpectedly yesterday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Monday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Red Cross Blood Drive will be held today from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Make an appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Also note, volunteers are needed to set up and tear down. ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Big speech tonight from the Oval Office as President Biden delivers his farewell address to the nation. Donald Trump's second inauguration will be held on Monday. Today, more of Donald Trump's cabinet nominees will face questions from senators that will decide on their confirmations. In Southern California, another round of strong Santa Ana winds is set for today, raising the risk of more fires. However, ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z says there is relief on the way.
By tomorrow, things really start to settle down. The wind speeds are near calm for Santa Clarita by Friday. You know the other best part? We're going to get onshore flow by Friday. That means that the humidity is going to bump up, talking 60%. That's going to help so much you might even see a sprinkle by the end of the week in Southern California.
In about an hour, we'll get a snapshot of the economy when the Labor Department releases consumer price index numbers. The expectation is that inflation like